And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, once again, it's Finances on Friday. It's your host, Bart DeSilva. And for the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking with David Fisher of Landmark Capital. And David Fisher, of course, loves Hawaii. He loves speaking to the folks here in Honolulu, in Hawaii, right here on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And with that, we say, how's it, David Fisher?
Aloha to you, Bart, and all my friends out in Hawaii and people that are listening to us maybe for the first time. Thanks for having me in your car, your home, your office. I've been doing this for 30 years. We're going to talk about economics and the need also to diversify into precious metals, but mostly about economics because there's a lot to talk about. The dollar is going through all kinds of changes, Bart. We're going to talk about that and this huge BRICS summit. We'll probably should bring people up to speed what BRICS is all about since we're on some new stations right now. But thanks for having me. Aloha.
All right. And David, speaking of BRICS, we've got some free information. We'll give you a phone number and a website, and you can obtain more information, some tangible information about BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. But this particular program, we'll be speaking all about BRICS and their annual conference highlights. New news is coming out of the conference, and gold is strong and in the news. And one of the questions I'm looking forward to, we'll ask a little bit later, is why doesn't the U.S. just back the dollar by gold? But question number one, the annual BRICS conference was last week in Russia. Now, how much of a news item was this? And will a possible BRICS currency replace the U.S. dollar?
Well, we're going to talk about BRICS, what it is, since we're on a new station. But how much is in the news? Well, every week I'm on national radio in lots of different places across the country. And typically, we get one to three articles a week on what's happening with BRICS. Between last week and this week, 20 plus articles. So a lot more information. Seven times as much more information, basically. We'll get into that, the information of what the news is. But just a real brief recap. What is BRICS all about? Well, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Those countries came together way back when, 2006, at United Nations conference in a side room. They wanted to form a union. They did. They launched it. It's been around for 16 years. Didn't do a whole lot until about 4 years ago. It started escalating in the getting BRICS out there. And 2 years ago, they made the official announcement, which started with these union of countries. But last year, they added also Saudi Arabia, Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and United Arab Emirates. Oil-producing countries, most of them. And they had their annual conference. So what is BRICS? They're trying to trade amongst their own countries, these countries that are listed, not using the U.S. dollar. And as far as oil production, $25 trillion was sold and bought last year globally. And the United States has been in the middle of that trade since 1974, when we signed agreements with Saudi Arabia that they would sell oil only in barrels of denominated in dollar contracts. So the United States has been in the middle of this. That's how we got a lot of revenue and got the world to use the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency. But that's been coming in question now. Central banks are backing away from the dollar. They're selling the dollar. They're massively buying gold more than they have ever in history, looking back 50 years. So the summit now. So
yes,
it was in Russia. Mm-hmm. 38 invitations were sent out to 38 countries, and 36 countries came to the annual conference, the summit in Russia there. Mm-hmm. The event focused largely on de-dollarization, which says get rid of using dollars and use your own currency. So that's the idea of phasing out the U.S. dollar as a currency world reserve. and as a preferred medium global exchange. But they also talked more about this platform where they have their own platform being expanded and developed that they can move their money on that system, not on the U.S. system anymore, the SWIFT system. So they're independent. And as a result of this, most Western experts, if you want to call them that, I don't think they're too expert about this, they've dismissed this idea of de-dollarization as being unrealistic. However, most of the world is taking a different view. Here's a guy named Madhu Salama. He is from the UK. He is a global energy oil expert. He was interviewed by the Epoch Times. And he said this, quote, "The aim of BRICS isn't to replace the dollar as a global currency, but rather it's to create their own financial system based upon a common currency for conducting transactions among themselves, thus avoiding the adverse impact of using the dollar in their economies, trade, and finances," end quote. He was a former professor of energy of economics at the European Business School in London. So he's not just a Johnny come lately. This is an expert. And he believes that the BRICS members could be headed for, he says that the dollar could be headed for a major devaluation, if not a collapse, that's the word he uses, due to the rising national debt that reaches almost $37 trillion this year. He's is also saying that these BRICS members want to protect their economies from the weaponizing of the U.S. dollar, i.e. U.S. sanctions, and also the dollar that is fast declining in purchasing power. He goes on and also says this, they are further encouraged, BRICS countries, by central banks also reducing their dollar holdings and buying gold because of the lack of confidence in the dollar. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the first summit they had in BRICS when the new countries that I just listed, you know, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, those countries joined. And Putin opened the BRICS summit by issuing a call for an alternative international payment system that could prevent the U.S. from using the dollar as a political weapon. He also said that, check this fact out, 95% of the trade last year that went on between Russia and China is now conducted outside of the dollar in rubles and won. Russia's and China's currency. They're also saying that Russia is working aggressively on creating this settlement and payment infrastructure that would totally bypass the SWIFT system. So, 5 years ago, the trade between China and Russia, 98% of it, if not maybe even close to 100, was used as the dollar in trade, not the ruble and not the yuan. So this is flip-flop, which means BRICS is expanding very quickly. If you remember, about a month ago, I talked on the radio with you, and I said there was 34 countries that might join in with BRICS. Putin said that about a month ago, September 17th to be exact. So let me give you an update. They didn't confirm all 17, but he says here's new members that they are expecting to join: Cuba, Bolivia, Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Belarus, Turkey, Nigeria, Uganda, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan.
Wow.
So BRICS is going to probably expand again. It doubled 2 years ago to last year. They're expecting it to maybe not quite double again, but already it's bigger by population than the G7, which is the seven industrial nations, United States, Canada, all of Europe, and a few other countries.
Yeah.
By trade, it's neck and neck with the G7. Pretty soon you're going to see this surpass the G7. And when that happens, the teeter-totter has tipped the other direction, and you could possibly see a massive dollar devaluation. These countries sending back massive quantities of dollars, which will cause inflation. And as we have inflation, that's on one side of the teeter-totter, Gold and silver is on the other side. It goes up when inflation happens. So you think we've had a fantastic move in gold so far year to date. The best is still yet to come. So that's what the role of gold is. And we're seeing the early signs of a major, major bull market in gold.
Exciting times. All right. You're listening to Finances on Friday. Your host, Bart DeSilva, speaking once again with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. And a quick phone number, folks, to get that information on BRICS. You can get it absolutely free. And another white paper called The Coming Bail-In. The number is 844-604-2575. All right. Or you can just go to landmarkgold.com. Question number two. BRICS initially wanted to use the oil market to dethrone the dollar. David, is there any more news about this?
Yes, there is. Putin said that at a time, there was stability in the dollar. He's referring to the 1970s when gold backed the currency of the dollar. He says, but now that linkage has been broken. And now the dollar's been taken off a gold standard. Now, the only guarantee, here's his quote, the only guarantee of stability in the U.S. world reserve currency, i.e. the dollar, is the stability of one economy, the U.S. economy. I love my country, Bart, but I don't like what it's doing financially. It's massively overspending. The biggest budget item, that sucks the most amount of money used to be defense, used to be Social Security. Now the interest payment on the debt is the biggest item in the budget.
Wow.
When a country does this, there's never been a country that's turned this around and remained the world reserve currency. We are destined to fall if we don't change. But back to the question, oil. The Chinese and Indian oil traders have been responsible for explosive growth and tankers hauling Russian crude to Asia, avoiding Western sanctions. There's a report out called BRICS Plus Energy, Engine of the New World Order, end quote. This report states that Russia oil exports were diverted from Europe to Asia because we put sanctions on Europe, not allowing them to buy oil from Russia. And those were the G7 and us putting those sanctions. The largest demand for crude oil in 2023 came just from two BRICS countries, India and China. And the oil supply from Russia to India in 2023 increased from the year 2021. It went up 18 times. So in 2021 till 2023, there was massive, massive amounts of oil that Russia sold to India, avoiding the sanctions. China now, their increase in during the same two-year period of time from 2021 to 2023 increased 34%. As a result, 78% of Russian crude exports went to these two BRIC partners, whereas in 2021, it was only 32%. Now, there's a guy by the name of Anas Aji. He's based out of Dallas, Texas. He's also an energy oil market expert. And he says, when you look at tankertrackers.com, so you can verify what I'm saying, just go look there on that website. It shows how the global oil is being deployed. Russia and other U.S. sanctioned countries are running circles around Washington, D.C., and also Brussels, because Brussels has the European Union head. India is playing a crucial role in the global oil trade with its massive refineries, and Russian crude oil is being transformed into crude products through going to India, and then it's being exported around the world. So the big takeaway is these sanctions that were put on by the Biden administration have only failed and accelerated the de-dollarization trend by impacting the U.S. dollar's trade status. In other words, the dollar's in big trouble now in the short term, but definitely the long term.
Finances on Friday, right here on KHNR AM and FM. Give David and Landmark Capital a call. At the very least, get the free information that's available to you right now by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or just go to landmarkgold.com. We've got some great questions lined up and ready to go when we return, so stay tuned. It's Finances on Friday, Fridays at 6:30, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold, and Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023 to citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for a limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, Bart DeSilva, your host, and 30 minutes of very compelling financial information. It's called Finances on Friday, and it's all about protecting your finances in this volatile world, seemingly getting more volatile every week. So we return once again with David, and we've got question number three for you. All right. Were there any new announcements from the BRICS summit, and what are the growth predictions for BRICS?
So buckle your seatbelts when I answer these. Okay. Russia proposed that BRICS countries create their own precious metal exchange. That's a huge statement.
Wow. Mm.
This is a move that could upend the long-established international pricing mechanisms for gold, silver, platinum, and other precious metals, because that comes out of the London Bullion Exchange. And some people have said over the years that they're too narrow, they're not broad-based enough, and who knows? If BRICS does actually this, we could see that would support even more movement towards gold and silver. On Thursday last week, the finance minister of Russian Federation made the official announcement. He said this: the creation of a mechanism for trading metals within BRICS countries will lead to the formation of fair and equitable competition based upon exchange principles, end quote. BRICS members, along with other central banks around the world, they've been accumulating gold. We've been talking about this. It's been at near record levels, especially the past few years. But in addition to that, we've seen a lot of countries repatriate their gold. So countries previously, prior to the war, shipped out their gold to Britain and New York Federal Reserve Bank to store the gold in case their country was invaded and the invading country seized their gold. So they didn't want to have that in their country. So they shipped it out. And about 7-8 years ago, those countries have been asking it for it back from the United States and Britain. Britain's been complying fairly quickly. The United States has been giving a lot of pushback. Why? It's not our gold. In fact, here's a side note, nothing to do with BRICS, but Germany sent over a lot of gold to the United States. It was original German gold with German verbiage on it, stamped with assay numbers. They asked about 7-8 years ago. They finally got it about 2 or 3 years ago. But it wasn't the gold that they sent us. That gold that we sent them was U.S. gold with U.S. verbiage on it with U.S. serial numbers. Why didn't we send them back their gold? We'll get into that in a second. But if you do a Google search, recently, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Argentina, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Belgium, Egypt, I can go through. There's a whole bunch of them have all been asking for their gold back. And the United States has been doing some of that, but they've been refusing. Going back to the question, though, a little bit. BRICS is possibly going towards a new currency. Putin held up a piece of paper, a BRICS bill, when he was asking about the currency. Now, there's nothing in their documentation that says BRICS is going to come out with a global currency. There's never been anything, but they've alluded to it, and they've alluded that it might be backed by gold. So I say this. Some say this is how Putin lays the foundation for the next step. I wouldn't be surprised if those that are saying that are going to be 100% accurate. But the world economy is not growing near as much, according to the International Monetary Fund. BRICS is growing leaps and bounds. China is at the top of the contributor of global growth over the next 5 years, growing 22% or bigger than the G7 countries combined, according to the International Monetary Fund Economic Outlook. And they're saying India is right behind them at 15%. And the U.S. economy expansion over the last 25 years has done fantastic, but we're by far falling now behind. We're not even on the board as far as growth of trajectories, according to this IMF World Economic Outlook. So, we have a lot of things happening. I think you're going to hear more about BRICS. We'll get into that in future times. But it is a force to be reckoned with, and it's not going to cause happiness in the United States as far as the dollar. It's going to be very detrimental.
All right, here's the question I've been wanting to ask you, David, from the beginning of the show. It looks like gold will be in the news for a long time, but is it too high to afford buying gold? And why doesn't the U.S. simply back the dollar by gold?
So let's do the second part of that. The United States maintains this ideology, our government, saying we have 10,000 tons of gold. Yet, do you know the last time that they audited the gold in Fort Knox?
I don't want to hear the answer, but go ahead.
1953.
Wow.
That's before I was born. I'm 62 years old.
Me too.
How simple it would be. Mm-hmm. For the United States to pay $10,000 or whatever, small amount of money, peanuts, to have an independent auditing company, Ernst & Young or whoever, go in to Fort Knox, count the bars, verify the serial numbers, and come up with a total amount of gold, how much the United States holds and owns. Mm-hmm. And then you make this brilliant announcement, which literally costs nothing. We're going to back that currency called the U.S. dollar by all this gold that we have. Mm-hmm. That would bring immediate stability. Well, maybe because they don't want to do this independent audit, maybe the gold's not there. And maybe the gold got sold a long time ago because that was the place and the Federal Reserve where the German gold was, and that they didn't get their gold back.
Wow.
So I don't think the United States has the gold. I don't think they've had it for decades, just like we've been reckless with our own money. We've been reckless with that sale of gold. Where did that money go? I don't need to know the answer to that, but I do know it's pretty common sense they could make that announcement. They're not going to do that because I don't think they have the gold. Is gold too high? Well, gold moves 6 times in a market movement. It's done this twice. From 2001 to 2012, it moved 6.3 times. And 1975 to 1980, it moved over 6 times. So 6 times seems to be the number. And at $1,700, $1,800 gold, that was the bottom of the market. That's when central banks shifted think of a car shifting from second gear to fifth gear. So $1,700, $1,800 gold, call it $1,700. We're $1,000 above that plus. So think of a race. You missed the beginning of the gun going off, the beginning of the race. But if the downside is $1,000, 17 times 6 is $10,200 plus. I'm saying publicly on national radio, $8,000 to $12,000 is the normal movement for gold in the next 7 to 10 years. With all, you missed the beginning of the race, but the best is yet to come. Call my company right now. Others are saying $15,000 to $27,000 gold. I'm conservative. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but this is a way to protect your money from the government seizing your 401k, your IRA, and a currency devaluation. And who knows, year-to-date, gold is up 33%, silver is up 42%, the Dow's up 12%, the NASDAQ and the S&P are up 23%. So gold is leading the charge along with silver. What a great way to diversify and increase the growth of your portfolio. Call my company right now. Learn about that. Get the BRICS report. Thanks for having me, and a big aloha to all the people hearing my voice.
All right. Once again, the phone number, 844-604-2575. Once again, 844-604-2575, or just go to landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thank you once again. We'll see you next Friday and a replay on Saturdays right here on KGNR AM and FM, The Answer. Aloha, David.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3 The Answer.